News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, now a story we've been talking about this morning, that dog owners in Fingal protest over new rules in public parks. That was the headline. The march which took place over the weekend is over new rules being introduced by the local council. We're joined now by Tomás O'Hoban, a member of the Fingal Dog Owners Group. Tomás, thanks for talking to us. What's your difficulty with these new regulations?
Hi, good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Thanks for having me on. One of the main problems for most of our park users and members of our group is over the submission process, which was the basis for Fingal County Council making this change. They ran a submission process over a number of weeks. I don't know if you know the population of Fingal, it's 296,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And there is 7 major parks,
yep,
involved in Fingal. And the submission process was 21 hours, so it was 3 hours allocated to each park. Now, personally, in my opinion, and a lot of our members' opinions, this is not an adequate amount of time to reach a large number of park users, which is represented within their submissions, because only 300 people took part in the submission process about the issue of dogs being on or off the lead.
Okay. 300 people isn't an insignificant number who raised issues about dogs, though.
Well, no, sorry, but this is the thing, because it wasn't 300 people that made an issue about the dog.
It was 300 people who took part.
Took part.
Okay.
So the numbers, the official numbers coming back is 51 in favour for dogs on lead to 49 for off lead.
Okay. Fair enough. You're not happy that the submission process was complete enough. But a lot of people would say, what's the difficulty with requiring dogs to be on leashes in public parks?
Well, it's more to do with exercise aspects. They want us to only have dogs in enclosed park areas, which most studies will come back and tell you, and the majority of dog behaviourists will tell you, lead to negative behaviour and are actually increase the attacks, chances of attacks or incidents between dogs and humans.
But I have to tell you, as a non-dog owner, I've owned dogs in the past. Dogs are a nuisance in a public park when they're running around off the lead, particularly if you've got kids. They're a menace. They can be a menace, not all dogs,
but they can be a menace.
They can jump up, people saying, oh, well, don't worry, they don't bite. Well, how do we know that? Do you know what I mean?
I would kind of counter there with you, Shane, and say that the majority of times they're not a nuisance. It would be more a minority compared to a majority. I find that, myself, I'm in the park every day of the week, for a couple of hours, walking the dogs, and I don't have issues. I don't have problems. Now, maybe that's because I am a dog owner myself and I'm a regular walker, that I know when my dog needs to be on the lead, when my dog can be off the lead, what aspects and areas of the park I can use.
Okay.
To promote.
So what do you want Fingal Council to do?
Well, really, I would a reversal of this bylaw. And I would like to actually see them implement the Controls of Dogs Act that was already in place to a better degree. Because I'm sure, I'm going to ask you a question, you're saying there, you've been a dog owner before, and you'd be out with the kids and everything and all that. How often have you seen a dog warden?
Oh, never.
Never. You see, that's kind of my thing as well. I would feel, and I think a large number of our members feel, there's not enough dog wardens out there to, promote proper dog, responsible dog ownership.
Okay, no argument there.
That's the thing. So we would like that to be there so that we can actually have that out there, more physical presence.